Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition, volume Mish 26, number 18. Our drop date is Monday, August 3rd, 2026. Detroit Shirt Company Studio is where we're hanging out. Make sure you see Jim and his team for all your branded clothing and marketing materials. It's DetroitShirt.com. I am your host, C. Willie, and joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. Guess who we have? We got 1, 2, 3, 4. We're missing somebody, right?
Yeah. We're missing one member.
Yep. Brian's not in.
Aww. But we have Never the Crash with us, and we're very excited to have these gentlemen with us. These guys have been rocking the Flint music scene and at basically all of Eastern Michigan for quite some time. They are a staple of this music community here. And you know, before we really get into things, I got to say, and Quarter Peep and I have been out and about, we ran into a couple of folks that were at Cool Fest here a week or so ago and said, you guys just absolutely blew them away there. How about that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
It's great to hear.
It was a great show. We had
a good time.
Mr. Cool, Jim, always puts on a wonderful show every year and showcases some great, great talent. And this year was just another wonderful time.
Well, yeah. And you guys have played there a few times, haven't you?
This is our fourth year. Last year we actually got to play both days with our two different projects, but yeah, Never the Crash has played the last 4 years in a row. Very honored.
All right. Well, and like I said, you got some huge kudos from a number of folks that are big Flint music fans. So, way to represent the hometown, guys.
Very nice. Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate that. That's awesome.
You know, for folks who haven't necessarily heard you or aren't familiar, I mean, we've got coast to coast people that are going to be listening. They're going to want to know who is Never the Crash. You have a very unique sound. When you hear your band play, you hear a recording, I know who it is. I don't say, I got a guess on this. What is it about you all that makes you that unique?
All of our influences we feel like are kind of on our sleeve and you can catch them. But I think when you put all five of us, four of us here with Brian, into the mix, you know, we might feel like we bring influences as we're trying to write songs together, but all five of us make it so mixed up where maybe it's kind of our own sound because of what we all bring to our music. You know,
what does that do as far as your creative processes? Is it all five contributing to your writing, or does somebody kind of take the lead and everybody else come in on top of that?
All of that. A couple times, Brian will write some songs and bring them to the table, and we will play them in the same order that he wrote it in. We may add our little flurries in there. Or I'll write a song and then Brian writes all the lyrics. So he writes all the words and the lyrics, and the melodies. But there are songs where we'd have parts together and we give it to another guy. Christian will write a part. We will collaborate too. Any of the above is all on the table for us.
And that's what really kind of drives the unique sound. How would you describe what it is we're hearing from you?
That's a tough question.
We've called it like alternative new metal. We've called it, just your regular rock and roll. I mean, it's, you know, we didn't set out to be like, hey, we're going to be a metalcore band, or we're going to be a hardcore band, or we're going to be a punk band. You know,
post-hardcore.
You're post-hardcore, whatever. I mean, we just
wish.
We take all the influences, like Don said, we take all the influences that we enjoy and grew up on and that we want to kind of emulate, but we allow the freedom of each member to have that represented in its own field. So as a collective, man, we just try to bring the best of what everybody loves, and we hope we create something that other people enjoy and pick up on.
That's it.
You know, and that's really it. So, I mean, we're rock and roll through and through, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just trying to make something people enjoy, man.
A lot of us aren't fans of labels anyways, as far as like putting a label on a specific genre or whatever. Music is music. It's all beauty. Mm-hmm. It's all art. Create what you create and let people feel what they feel, you know, like that's all it's about.
Yeah, we definitely are ones that when we're writing the song, it's almost the let the song write itself. We'll like something and then like, let's just go with it, see where it takes us. And we end up with what we end up with.
Yeah. If it's heavy, it's heavy. If it's chill, we try to play that out. And actually, Billy has, he's been saying this for a few years now. We're the heaviest band at a rock show and we're the lightest band at a metal show, but we can hang with both crowds.
Yeah. And it's no shade to anybody or any band or any artist out there that is doing that or wanting to write that way, a specific way, and try to, you know, and do that for themselves. That's cool. You know, it's just for this band in particular, that's not how we run things. You know what I mean? We, like we said, we run it the way we have been. And it's really kind of, it's really been nice, you know,
because you're writing in for, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine, Boa. It's we're not putting anybody in a box. You know, when Brian joined the band and was worried about his singing and how he should write and what melodies and what is their direction, we said, man, just listen to the songs and write with your heart. And then he's like, well, I'm worried about the, and it's like, don't be worried, man. We want you in that position for a reason. You got that position. Now shine, do it, you know, and we don't want to put anybody in that box of you have to write a certain way. You know, we want the authenticity to come through, and then we build it from there, man. And then you build it with the best materials you have, and you don't force it.
Well, it's another one of those things that makes you unique. You're not writing for the corporate structure that says this is exactly how it needs to be. You're writing what you feel.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you. Writing
and what for... we hope other people will feel.
Yes.
Exactly. Sorry, yep. Daughter.
No, you're fine. I was going to say, like, you guys are writing for Never the Crash. You're not writing for anybody else. You're writing for you, and it makes sense. And everyone's going to love your music because the first song that's coming out, OMG.
This is one that's driving Miss Quarter Peep. She's loving this one. This is Abysmal. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, it came up from a riff by Christian, so...
It started off as a riff. I love the original riff. Didn't know what to do with it. And it's a perfect example, bringing it to Don. And let's see where it goes. We kind of sat on it for a while. We still weren't sure what to do with it. And then all of a sudden, we just kind of were playing it one day and it came together.
It's the best opener for a live show that we've ever come up with. It had to be the opening of the album. And all of that said, it made sense to be the first single. And we hope you guys love it. And the listeners here, we hope you'll bop your head to it because it's a banger, as the kids say.
Yes, we absolutely do. And I got to give kudos to this opening riff, too. This will get you. This is Abysmal from Never the Crash. Yes, sir. Abysmal from Never the Crash. I tell you, I got to say this, folks. You know, if you've been following Vehicle City Sound and what we do, we've got a couple of versions of the show that we do. We have a video version that's out on YouTube. Our audio version is basically on the other 14 platforms that support us. When we play the music for, I would say, 99% of the bands and performers that are on this show, they sit there and they watch the music and they just kind of hang until the song's over and then we'll talk. These guys love what they do. They are rocking just as hard on the video version as Quarter Peep and I are here, and I love that. It's fun. You guys obviously love what you do and you love the music. And when you're into it, sitting there in the living room talking to us, it's cool to see. We appreciate that.
Oh, you know, and we appreciate that, man. We're all dads. We're all, you know, all of us. I mean, you guys, I'm sure parents, aunts, uncles, lives, but, you know, work, this, that. You know, and if we're going to take the time to do something and get together and hang out and create, man, it's got to be something we love to do and something we enjoy doing. And that's one of the best things about coming to see us live, too, is when you come see us at a show, you know, like the songs, people really tell us they enjoy the songs, but they really connect with us at the shows. We're a live band. I mean, we do our best to portray that on the album, but energy is off the wall. Every person we've ever met talks about this guy right here and how he is just all over the stage. He's an animal up there. And we have so much fun and we really want to put on a show, you know, because again, you guys, the people that come and they spend their money, they're coming to hang out. They're trying to get away from the 9-to-5.
Have a good time.
Exactly. Have a good time. Hang out with friends. Talk about the week. Get away from social media or whatever the case is. Just hang out, you know. So when we play, when we're out and about, that's, we want to give 110% of what we do. So we always have fun and do the best that we can when we do it.
Yeah. We've been around just long enough where we're reasonable songwriters after portraying our craft for several years now, and we're able to write the songs that we want to hear that maybe we're not hearing from what's out there. So we're able to craft it a little bit towards what we just kind of want the songs to be. They're not all heavy like that. We like more than that. We actually at heart we like songs on the radio too, but maybe we don't like how typical they get to be. So we could write within the box, outside of the box. We can make it a little heavier. We can make them a little catchier. We do what we can to try to love what we're doing. And at the end of the day, we're happy with what we've come up with, and so happy to know you guys are feeling it as well.
And we like watching you guys rock out.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we do.
That was great.
I'm a little nervous about coming.
That song.
I'm a little nervous about coming to the live show because I'm afraid I'm going to hurt my neck.
I'm scared too. I do the same thing.
I'm cracking tonight,
dude. Me too. We play. That's why I keep holding my head up.
I'm a little. There you go.
All right. Well, we love that one, and we've got a couple more. Your world premiere, and You Were Dead When You Came Here, and talk about some differences in the types of songs that we're going to hear. What Donnie's talking about is spot on. You're going to hear a little more unique from Never the Crash, but we're going to do that right after we hear from the Detroit Shirt Companies.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday Music Podcast. We are with Never the Crash, having a ball. And, you know, you were talking a little bit about kind of how things all evolve and what you do to make these songs your own and make this kind of a unique sound. You've been a part of this music scene for several years now and kind of established yourselves here. What is the importance to you all of the support that kind of the Michigan music community gives here?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
I mean, we've been very lucky to have a lot of support from our scene our entire lives, to be honest. When we all started out as teenagers, we always had a place called the Flint Local 432.
Yep.
That was our home away from home. That was mm-hmm. where if you wanted to play a show, that place was available for you. And now we have places like the Machine Shop that they try to help us as much as they feasibly can, given the shows. It's just been fantastic through our whole journey to have some of the best support from family, friends, just the community in general.
Other bands.
Yeah. Other bands especially. Yeah. They play shows, they're shouting us out while we're out watching them in the crowd. It's been just phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's the scene is so beautiful. It's important to give back to it and we feel the best that we can, right? Again, we're still all dads, we're, you know, fathers doing this, doing that. But when we can, we get out and we try to support. You know, Friday, we were out Friday at the Machine Shop for the Frame and Hanley show in support of Amplify. My brothers over there in that band, they are phenomenal. They're a staple in the music scene. They've played with some of the best bands that's come through the Machine Shop, and they hold their own, you know, and it's all over. It's in the R&B world. It's in the hip-hop world. It's in the jazz world.
Yeah.
And that's coming out of Flint. It's not just the rock scene and the metal scene, and which is a beautiful scene. We take care of each other and look out for each other and support each other. You know, it's you'll see Vicarian at shows, or you'll see us at shows, proper acts we've seen at shows, and everybody's out kind of supporting everybody in it. And Flint is such a beautiful place that has such a horrible world story, after the 70s, 80s, if you will, you know, but... And the hearts and the soul and the art community within music and art and film and, you know, creative, whether it's drawing or painting or whatever, we have some phenomenal artists, tattoo artists. I mean, we have phenomenal talent in Flint. It's such a melting pot of beauty that we want to give back the best we can. We love supporting as much as we can, and we love getting the support from it because that's how you create a community. That's how you create a family. Support and take care of each other. It doesn't matter if you're in the same genre, if you're in the same socioeconomical setup or whatever. Just be there for one another, take care of one another, look out for one another, and just let's have some fun, man. That's it. And don't let the man get you down.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Billy, I think you need to run for mayor.
Yeah.
No, but it's true, and I absolutely love every word you say. I had Quarter Pete relocate from the west side of the state. She came over from the Grand Rapids, Muskegon area here. And I know daily she says, I cannot believe the support there are for people in
and
this
the music.
Community.
Yeah. The music
and the music
is so different on this side of the state than it is on the other. I mean, there's great music over there too, but there's so much more on this side. It's crazy. It's like everywhere you go, someone's playing music. And I'm like, what? You know, like I have voices.
Yeah.
The sorts of things that you guys are saying.
Grand Rapids. We play both sides of the state and it's all good. We find love everywhere we've gone.
Michigan gives love, man.
Yeah.
It does. It does. But I tell you what, it's special right here. It's really special in this community. The things that 100%. I see you're talking about going and supporting the bands that are playing at the Machine Shop. And you look at the local scene here, like the Corona Road Bar and Sherman's and some of those places where everybody is there to see everybody else. They may be playing in another band, but they're there to support the band that's on at that particular time. And it's absolutely an amazing scene. It's absolutely an amazing scene.
Yes, yes. Yep. It really is.
So the next one that we've got queued up, another one that we just absolutely love, this is World Premiere. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, this is where Brian would usually come in. Brian wrote this song, and we added our parts, and we made it Never the Crash, but Brian came up with this one. It is so catchy. I think you'd be pleased to hear that it is him. He grew up in California, and this is like a California vibe type, just feel-good song. It's a rock song. It's a great radio song.
Let's just have fun.
And let's have a good time and party and bop your head, you know?
It's also going to be our next music video.
We are filming a video in the next couple months. Yes, we are.
For this all right. Well, we're looking forward to that one. You got to share that with us when it's all set.
Yeah. We will.
This is Never the Crash, World Premiere. Yes. World Premiere from Never the Crash. you know, guys, it's fun when you can absolutely lose yourself in a song. And that's one of those that you can just, nothing else exists but you in that song.
That's just so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had all day.
Well, I had to look and see. I on my end of the screen here, I can see how much time is left, and I looked up. And I said, "Oh crap! I got 5 seconds. I better get things back together."
That's a great running song. I think we talked about this before. Like, it's on my playlist, and you do get lost in this song. And it's like, oh, where am I?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great
it's
stuff.
It's catchy
great
now, right?
Thank
it's
you.
Catchy.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. It's on your list. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
Thank hey, you. Guys, we know folks from coast to coast are going to be hearing this, and they're going to want to know more about Never the Crash. How do people find you?
We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Just look under Never the Crash. We have neverthecrash.com. And that will take you to all of them. It'll tell you our upcoming shows. It'll also tell you about our side project, our doppelganger band, Koi No Yokan, a Deftones tribute. We do that as well. But we are focusing on our album. You can buy our shirts. You can buy our CD. You can stream it. That's all good. If you got to do that, stream it 100 times if you're going to.
Every streaming service known to man.
Yep, spot. Yeah, that's right. And
YouTube, all that stuff.
Yeah,
yep. He's not lying. That.com, I was just checking it out the other day. If you go to the.com, it is updated as fast as we know information. We do the best that we can to keep it updated for you guys. Yeah. Same with our inventory. Same with all of our stuff. Even when we're doing live shows, like we did a show last night. For Koi No Yokan, but we'll do an inventory and then we'll update our stuff. So you're never going to think you order something and then you don't get it. It's there. It's up to date. So we keep up with it. And that literally has everything plus links taking you to the Koi No Yokan page too for all that stuff. So the .com is the one stop shop place to check everything out that belongs to
neverthecrash.com.
Yep.
All right, folks, make sure you check all that out. Hey, this last one that we've got queued up, again, another really cool tune, but this one is a little slower, at least at the onset of what we're used to from Never the Crash. And I know there's a little bit of a backstory here. What this one was supposed to be double time and you brought it back. Tell us a little bit about You Were Dead When You Came Here.
Yeah, You Were Dead When You Came Here. It did start out with like the chill riff, but then we thought we would make it double time, like a Metallica type fast feel. And then Christian brought it to our attention. Hey, why don't we half time it, make it vibey? And then I reworked it to our baritone guitars. We have two different tunings that we use. Went to baritone to make it a nice dark. Reworked that pretty intro to where it's at now, and the whole power of the band when it gets distorted is just
dark, heavy, and pretty.
Yeah, we really want it to be a vibe song. You know, have your glass of whiskey and just drink it, sip it, and just feel the song or whatever you partake in. Just enjoy the song and feel it in your soul is what we were hoping to achieve.
Dark, heavy, and pretty are not three words I thought I was going to hear today, but I like it. I like it a lot. And folks, I know you are going to as well. This is You Were Dead When You Came Here, Never the Crash.
stand up to the boneless. A plan to curse you and do you wrong. Disappointment is ageless. I've tried to mend. I can't see the difference.
Never the Crash. Yes. You were dead when you came here. And yes, it's another phenomenal tune. Another one of those that you can just, I listen to that on repeat.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's my personal favorite on the album. So yeah. I know a couple of us share the same view on that one.
At Cool Fest was the first time we ever played it live.
Oh, really?
It's the only song from the album we've never played live. And Cool Fest, we got to play it, and we didn't screw it up.
Well, yeah, such a dramatic, such a great tune. Congratulations on that. That's wonderful.
But you see what I mean? Dark, pretty, heavy.
Oh yeah. Yes, no question. No question. Yeah, you've got all of that there. The elements are there.
Thank you.
Hey guys, this was a blast. Thank you so much for being a part of Vehicle City Sound, our Michigan Monday. Never the Crash. Great to have you guys here.
Yeah,
of course. We appreciate you having us. So
thank you, both of you.
You guys are awesome.
You bet.
Thank you guys so
much. Hey, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have St. Pauli Street.
Looking forward to that. Mr. Harahook and his crew are going to be here, so that'll be a lot of fun. That is a wrap on tonight's show. We want to thank our special guests, Never the Crash. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Hey, now listen, if you know some more folks out there that are listening and supporting us that you would like us to have on the show, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. You want to know where we're going to be, what kind of trouble we're getting in? I think we need to go and drink some whiskey with these guys one of these days soon.
Hey,
it will be on our schedule. vehiclecitysound.com is the website. You can find out where we're going to be and what trouble we're going to be getting in. And hey, everybody. Do good things.
Agreed. Thank you.